You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Dance Moms After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Dance Moms After Show.
You know what? I'm going to let you have that, Giselle.
I know, Giselle. You were in that Mariah Carey octave.
You guys, I have 2 weeks to make up for here.
Yeah.
What's up, everybody? It's Giselle Ugarte. We are here at AfterBuzz TV with another recap of Dance Moms. And I'm joined here by my handsome and very beautiful co-host this evening to my right.
Oh, what?
Hi, I'm Tony Moore.
And immediately to my left.
Hi, everyone. Jason J. Carter here. How you doing?
Oh, so casual this
week. What was that? That was real hood.
I know. I was watching the best 90s rap videos of all time. I'm channeling my inner Ice Cube, my inner N.W.A.
That's very inner.
My inner South of the 10.
I like a little change every now and then.
Thank you.
And then all the way over to the left, you guys loved her so much last week. We invited her back.
Yes, thank you. I had so much fun last week, and I'm glad to be back. I'm Star Session. Follow me on Twitter right now.
Hey, that's right. Always live tweeting as well at Giselle Ugarte. And let's get into this episode. Woo. We have been looking forward to this all season long.
Yes.
I have been getting tweets, comments on Instagram, I know you guys have as well, comments on YouTube, that you guys have been so excited for Christy and Asia to finally join the Apple Dance Company.
I have.
Tonight it happened.
I could die a happy
surprises,
man.
Pleasant surprises, force. A little disappointment as well.
You know what? Tonight's show, Giselle, I'm gonna keep it real, was really, really cool. It was a great show. It was entertaining. The drama wasn't over the top. Mm-hmm. There was nothing that was really they took it there. It was what probably would have happened in a real dance studio if this situation would have went down.
Right.
You know, there was no storming out of the room. No.
That's not
crying.
To say that none of the scenes were produced.
Right.
But.
You know, and I was thoroughly thrown back and shocked by how calm and collected Asia's mom was. Because in Ultimate Dance Competition
last summer,
out of the box.
Latino.
But that's how you're supposed to be. Like, you don't get there in the first week and you're like, boom. You know, you kind of observe everybody and you're like, all right. Okay.
Yeah, she played her cards right. Yeah, she kept it cool.
Exactly.
I liked it.
She didn't want to go in there like, let me tell y'all how this is going to work. She's like, let me see what I'm working with.
Let me see what we're working with. Well,
scoping the scene.
I think she also knows, though, the fact that Abby brought Asia in to give the girls a little bit of a challenge.
Yeah.
So she knows that Asia, to an extent, is kind of in a safe zone. She was also likely booked, quote unquote, for this episode, this little moment. So she's gotten money in the bank anyway.
Well, apparently $100,000.
Ready to go to pay off that contract if she has to leave for a gig.
She's got to go.
Make it rain, make it rain.
Listen, Christy, if you have $100,000 like that, adopt a child.
Where is she getting this money from? Is she
probably Asia's bookings? I mean, we now kids of that age,
or maybe
can make a
sponsoring
lot of money.
For the hoops that she wears,
right?
Or the tube tops and the tight white pants,
the gel. That gel could stop bullets.
That ponytail.
With the slick back ponytail.
Slick.
Or the fake lashes.
Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. My mom called me, because she's on East Coast time, and she called me and she was like, I'm not going to spoil it for you, but I wish I would have taken you from the airplane and put eyelashes on you. Maybe you would have booked more gigs as a kid. And I was like, yeah, maybe.
I mean, Asia showed up to ALDC. Smoky eye, hair back, full on lip gloss,
hair makeup ready.
Of course,
yes.
I mean, we're not surprised.
I just didn't get it.
That's what Asia's all about. That's her thing.
It's professional.
You know, Oprah could take some lessons from Asia. Always be camera ready.
Oh, come on. Oprah can do whatever she wants.
She's Oprah.
Oprah's completely unrelated. How do we start?
Because I was, this morning, I was thinking about, you know, stars that have a lot of money that go out and look like crap in real life. It's like, if you have the ability to be fabulous all the time, hence Kim Kardashian, do it. Asia is learning at a young age how to be a star.
Okay. I get that.
Boom.
No one had anything to say about that. We were just like,
right. You know what? I mean, she's,
but then she'll go to college,
she's a young girl.
And realize that she's burnt out and not perfect. Well, so
the star thinks the same thing, too.
Yeah. I mean, can I say it?
No.
Okay. She's just.
Did it happen to you? Because that's what happened to me. I got burnt out, and I was always. My mom always made sure I was, you know, camera ready all the time. And but her word was crispy. She always wanted me to be crispy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What are you, a chip?
And then I went to college.
What are you, a tortilla? Crispy.
No, is that a Mexican reference?
I think she's a really cute girl, but I don't remember on the competition, Abby's ultimate dance competition, of her being so va-va-voom for dance rehearsals. Was she like that in the competition?
They all were.
I feel like a lot of them were to an extent, at least.
Because it was like camera ready, right?
Yeah.
It was just it was like ready for stage.
Yeah.
The makeup when she entered today.
Well, some dance schools, though, you have to be presented for class, you know. So, but I just don't understand like how the mom could just do this girl. Like, apparently, Asia's 6 years old. I don't think she does her own makeup. She's like, I need my MAC color, you know, MAC.
Hey, you know, maybe she does.
And then, if that's the case, being camera ready, can someone please get a handle on Asia's headshot? She looks like Dr. Evil, like mini-me, like that eyebrow.
It was her pageant shot.
No, that pageant shot was horrible.
With the unibrow?
Eyes off and the unibrow and the heavy makeup. She needs a new headshot.
I'm sure.
They all need new headshots.
Mm-hmm. It was one she used for Abby's Ultimate. You know, I'm sure she'll get some new ones.
Yeah.
Well, let's get into the episode. Speaking of the headshots, let's get into the pyramid.
Yes.
We kind of went backwards order today.
Well, I think they did that because they couldn't start at the bottom because Asia was at the bottom.
Yeah.
And that was the big reveal.
Okay.
I figured I was smart.
That's a good point.
I figured that out. I was like, oh, they kind of like put it. And I was like, oh, because if they started at the bottom, that would have been... Okay.
Yeah, the reveal went the other way, which I like that. Because Maddie on top is a duh, like I said last week. It's just kind of like, if she won, she's on top.
Right.
But she didn't. Chloe did.
Yeah.
So that was a little interesting. What do you guys think about Chloe being in the third row?
It's a conspiracy. That's all I have to say about that.
By the way,
we had Maddie, Paige, Kendall, and then Chloe.
Right.
So Chloe is on the bottom tier. She won the first overall. So what is this? Is this Abby mad at Christy? Because
no.
We even heard Abby say today that she wants Christy out.
I think it's Abby's way of saying, you just got back in the game. You just got back off of suspension. I'm still kind of watching you. I'm not going to put you up at the top too quickly because you still need to work. You still need to put in the work. You still need to continue to show me that you want to be here.
So why give her a trio then?
Because
why
she's so...
She's
still a great dancer.
Yeah, she earned it, but at the same time, she's now working from the bottom and working her way back up. I mean, she's coming off from suspension. She can't all of a sudden just shoot to the moon.
She's earning her stripes again.
Really hard.
Yeah. Huh?
She's been working really hard.
Well, she has to continue to work hard.
She's a lot more assertive this season, too.
She what?
She's more assertive.
Yeah.
Like, when she wants something, she'll be like, Miss Abby. Like, she's still quiet and dainty, but she'll be like, Miss Abby, really want a solo or whatever. Okay, next was Nia, because she wasn't impressive, but she didn't do anything to catch her eye in a negative way.
Nia doesn't move. Nia does not move from the pyramid.
On occasion.
I don't think she comes into the pyramid thinking, like, I'm going to be on top this week. I can't wait.
She has been before, though. It's happened before. It's possible.
Well, she's consistently mediocre. Yeah. Oh, just saying.
Boom. When she had her Beyonce diva moment when she was put in charge to organize the girls, she was the top of the pyramid.
And when she was Rosa Parks.
Right.
Yeah.
But, I mean, at least Nia, if anything, she's consistent.
And, yeah.
You know, consistency in this day and age is, you know, a rare thing. So, you know, it's okay.
Then we had Mackenzie, who's still injured.
Mackenzie's so adorable. Poor thing.
So sad.
So young to have
all because of those cartwheels. Come on, Mackenzie.
Right.
Come on.
But I think just like how Sophia came in to rattle Maddie's cage, Asia's coming in to rattle Mackenzie's cage.
But why?
Why
are they using Mackenzie as a pawn? I don't understand. Like, you get Mackenzie the whole time, and she's not feeling threatened.
It's all Abby
and Melissa and them kind of making this storyline. I just didn't buy it for one second.
Because who does Mackenzie have to kind of push her to be better? I mean, yeah, it's the older kids, but at the same time, like, when you have someone that's in your age bracket and coming in and doing what you're doing, like, that's gonna help you push yourself a little bit, like Sophia did when Maddie came in.
I would appreciate it if they would have worded it that way more versus saying that they're going to replace Mackenzie.
Right. It felt like
everybody's replaceable. Everybody's replaceable.
But Mackenzie's not.
Tony.
If Mackenzie keeps faking injuries and doing cartwheels when she's not supposed to be, she can be replaced. And that's what Abby's saying.
But Mackenzie's
she
not.
She can, but is she at a point where Abby would do so? No. Right. Yes, she's hurt. Possibly. Yes, she's being substituted, but I mean,
she has done nothing wrong. Mackenzie, it's like we're attacking this poor little girl. Okay, who can't? Yes. She did the cartwheels. She's 7. They do that.
No. But Mackenzie was supposed to have a seat when she was supposed to.
Right. She should have built the seat and had it. We got it, Tony. But for the way they're wording it, Giselle, perfect. They're coming for Mackenzie. Like she flips somebody off or kicks someone in the mouth and they're mad at her. And so now we got to get back at Mackenzie. The little girl did nothing wrong.
I still stand by the fact that she did great in the group number
last
week.
She did amazing.
And even though Abby was not feeling her and she...
I still regret my decision.
Exactly.
Poor thing.
But it was a number
thing. But was there... I mean, she was healing her foot and then she got to dance last week. Was there another injury or did it get worse? Or why couldn't she have done a duet this week with Asia? I was expecting that.
Me
and that
too.
Would have been perfect
right.
to have both of their little sassy attitudes with their duck face headshots going on. They would have been perfect together.
But Asia and Mackenzie are different.
I agree.
Asia is sassy, fierce, like grown adult in a 5-year-old
sexual
old
way. Danced in a cage for goodness sake.
And then Mackenzie is
cute. Bubblegum. Yeah.
Yes. Lollipop.
But, I think Mackenzie, Mackenzie's one of those dancers that I think for being her age, you put her in any situation, she's going to rise to the occasion.
Exactly.
Because I think if they would have given her a solo with Asia, and would have laid the choreography on her, I really feel that Mackenzie and Asia would have been a perfect duo.
Yeah.
Would have slayed the beat.
Mackenzie would have rose to the occasion. Yeah. Is that the way you say it? And you know what I mean? Because last week she was being cute and pop and fun, but she's a smart girl. Last week she danced in the back so she can get put back into the routine. So she would be smart enough to know, like, oh, Miss Abby loves her being sexy and sassy like that. I'm gonna do it too.
I'm gonna be sexy and sassy too.
She's a smart girl.
If anything, I'm almost thinking that if you were to put them side by side, I do think that Asia has a little bit more like natural funk, but I do think that Mackenzie's capable of being sassy as well. But I think if anything, it's possible that putting them side by side, Asia's lack of technique might actually stick out even more.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. And the thing about Asia,
and that's going to come in weeks to come.
Asia has a formula. Turn on the face, give you pop, sass, and that it's like she's resting on that. Whereas Mackenzie doesn't really have these things. You know, Mackenzie is just like a puppet. Mackenzie, dance. You, dance. Now. Okay. You know, like she does whatever she's told. So, Giselle, you're totally right. If it could have been an expose on Asia.
Yeah.
And since she is the breakout star and the feature of this week, how dare we put her in such a position?
Well, I mean, some of the fans said it last week that they do take other classes and they're really good on their technique at the studio. And I think Asia, now that she's going to be introduced to some more ballet, I really think she's going to just knock it out of the park soon. But it's going to take a good year for her to get some really good training and then for another year for it to click. And then, you know, maybe her technique will be able to match.
Because I have to say that when we've seen other dancers appear on the show from Abby's Ultimate, for example, we saw Hadley and we saw Zach.
Right.
I think all of us thought that they improved immensely. That we for sure saw differences in terms of their technique and their flexibility and their emotional maturity. Mm-hmm. And I don't really feel like I see that yet with Asia, but I hope that we do.
Yeah.
Because apparently she's been booking all of these things, and hopefully she's been taking classes all over the world, not even just
Asia's in Asia.
I think Asia. Yeah. Asia has. It's like
she's
Asia
in Korea.
Is a wild card, or not a wild card, she's a novelty, because for someone, we're excited about Asia because she's so young and gives that grown energy. If she was 10 or like 12 and was doing that, I'm like, oh, of course, she's a sassy 12-year-old. That's what they do.
She just has personality.
Right. Yeah. So easy to forget how young she is.
Right, because she's like a fetus. We're all about it. But if you really stop and step back and really look at her, nothing she does is really that like mind blowing once you get past the whole cute factor.
But she's right. a performer.
She's six.
She's yeah, no, that's great. That's great. No one's yes. mad about that.
Yeah, she has that performer quality about her, and that's what I was mentioning during Abby's Ultimate Dance Competition. Some people just have that. Like yeah. when they hit the stage, it's like your eyes immediately draw to them. Yeah. You know, even in a group, there's that one person that just has that performer quality, while other people just don't have it. Mm-hmm. Like they struggle with that.
Well, it is. Kendall's been working on her facials. Yeah. You know, yeah, like Asia's someone who she'll blow. Like, you know, she listens to the music. Maybe she doesn't know what the words mean, but she just listens to it and it comes out in her face. Whereas Kendall, you have to be like, okay, smile here, wink there, blow a kiss over there, and it's just it's very right. different.
It hasn't clicked yet because you can tell if you will you like as a dancer, you remember when it clicked for you.
Oh yeah,
when you were like, oh my god, I'm good.
I get
this.
It.
I can tell you exactly. So it's like puberty. It happens for different people at different times.
Yeah.
Wow.
But the difference puberty. Is that it doesn't happen to everybody. So
puberty?
No.
What
to say?
That does.
What kind
happen.
Of alien are you?
No. Anyways, if you are watching live in the chat room, Marissa's on the chat room. Let her know what you think. If you are watching on YouTube, listening on iTunes, please leave us some comments. Rate us, like us. Let us know what you think of this conversation and Asia's return.
Yes, I'm so excited. I want to give a shout out to Sanity Matters. Thank you for your wonderful comments last week in regards to my opinions on dance. I know we don't agree on everything, but I do appreciate you commenting, and I thank you for watching.
Yeah, we love when people disagree with us.
Totally.
You know, we love when people engage in the conversation, yeah. when they give us inside scoop that we don't get. And also, our rating, our average has increased and stayed at 4.5 stars, so please continue to rate, comment, engage. We appreciate every single one of you. It means so much to us, and it keeps us here every week, and we're happy to be here. So, moving on, they are going to Energy Dance Competition in Michigan.
Again.
Ooh, and Candy Apples.
Against the Candy Apples. And as we mentioned, there is a group number with no Mackenzie and no Asia,
right.
interestingly enough. And actually, Abby even mentioned that she... number one, that Mackenzie's foot is still healing, and number two, she just doesn't want to worry about Asia messing the number up,
mm-hmm.
which I thought was kind of a good little message that, you know, Abby doesn't necessarily think that Asia's this perfect person, like, say, Sophia, who's, you know, on this pedestal in comparison to everybody else.
But right. it was more so the... Wait, you're talking about the group, right?
The group number, yeah.
The content they thought was a little too mature.
Right.
Perhaps.
For Asia and Mackenzie.
I don't think, as far as the group number, I don't think it was. I think they could have pulled it off. But the point you're making is really, really cool, too, which is all about she wasn't really favoring Asia, that she didn't mind taking her out of the number. And the justification for it was right. She didn't want to have to worry about the little girl screwing it up.
Well, and we've seen how good they are. Asia doesn't pick up numbers as quickly yeah. as...
Other
people.
We saw that during
Abby's Ultimate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She took a little bit.
And she is lacking in technique. And when this is a very technical routine, you know, she's behind.
Right.
She's younger.
Yeah.
And she's incredible, but she's still behind.
Right.
So we have a trio, and it's Kendall, Maddie, and Chloe. What do we mm-hmm. think about the trio?
I think that's a good
not about
trio.
The performance itself, oh, okay. but just the yeah, choosing, the selection of the yeah. nomination.
The big girls, the big girls should. I think it was great, the big great because they all have.
Yeah, in my like head, I'm like, what big girls?
No, the
Abby.
the more senior
Broadway
girls.
Baby,
right?
The more senior girls in the group. I thought it was
no,
great.
I think it was a good pairing. Yeah. They all have great technique. They all mm-hmm. you know have trained with Abby, so they're gonna look good together. But you know, I guess I'm skipping ahead. But Abby is very. When it comes down to a trio, it's the hardest thing you can do. Besides yeah. group number, production number, solos, a trio is the hardest thing you can pull off
mm-hmm.
on stage. Because you have to be, you can't, she said it, you have to feed off of someone else, but you have to feed off of a third person. You got to stay together, you got to look clean, and you got to have that balanced and energy. So, I think it was great this week.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Agreed.
I zoned out. Maybe I should have something more interesting.
I didn't think the trio. The performance. You thought the performance was great. Or you thought the pick of the three.
The pick of the,
okay,
pick of the three was great.
Because we're
going to
talk about the performance.
Yeah, yeah.
We
okay.
got
let's get
yet.
Into that.
Okay,
slow your roll.
All right, I'll just like because star. You know.
No, the pairing was great. I'm staying on topic.
Meanwhile, over at the Candy Apple Studio, and I love how they show the little farm.
It is the only number one dance studio in Star County.
The sign.
Stark County.
Yeah. I was like, aren't you the only studio in Stark County?
Oh, hey, but goodness. They're still number one, and they have a key to the city. Or a day, and a day
oh, I think
for candy app.
Everyone has a key to the barn. I mean, this is just like, I mean, we all have keys.
Can we talk about their pyramid when the cards turn and they have that, like, apple sound effect?
I love that.
Are we loving it?
First of all,
we've
mentioned this before. They are so high-tech over at Candy Apples because they have a screen, and notice, she touches it, and it twirls.
Do you know what? I bet it's you corny. She has a play button. I bet you it's a video, and she has a play button behind her back, and she just pushes play.
Probably.
She has to, like, redo it over and over again in the screen.
That is 2014 technology.
She there you is go. Up on it.
That is the future of Vanna White.
She tries to do everything.
Hello, Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah,
but Abby, I think Abby does the picture because she's like Broadway. You know, the headshot and like you know.
I like the sound of the tape better.
Yeah,
than the apple.
Right. Yeah, it's true. She tries to do like the whole audition process and
like you know
when it comes down to Candy, Kathy, she loves to be one step better.
Better.
So technology is what she did to be on top. I still think
Abby. You need the drop-down screen, the lights dim
and
in
smoke.
The studio, a little
ooh,
smoke.
A fog machine.
Yeah, like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Yeah.
And then on each kid, there should be a spotlight when you're
boom.
Talking about
no,
them.
No, it needs to have. Okay, let me tell you what
like
they
it
need.
Should pan and then be like, bam.
Bam.
And then show where you are in the.
Or like the Ellen show where they like they have them fall through the hole in the floor.
Oh, shut up. That I was on a show that was like that. I have
really?
Never, yes, I
if
never.
I get off topic.
Ooh, feisty.
Jason Carter.
I got my life, and I'm having a seat already.
Just so you know.
So their pyramid was missing someone tonight. At the Candy
Jaylen,
Apples.
Thank goodness. You know what? Kathy needs to just have a revolving door at the studio. Mm.
she does have that.
I don't even pay attention to that pyramid because every week it's different faces.
I don't.
I'm glad that Zach's back, though.
It's like Destiny's Child. You know, there's replaceable. You know, get replaced every week.
Not even because they don't even really have two consistent people.
But this week was genius, and we'll talk about the performance as well. And yeah, someone was missing. What was his name again?
Jaylen.
Boom. Jaylen was missing. I was like, who's missing?
Spinning on his head. Yeah. No Jaylen. Technique. And all the other kids have technique. And he's the only one that's a hip-hop dancer. Yeah.
Jaylen. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
But I know you guys are thinking this, too. How that number would have been if Jaylen came in and did a headspin.
Definitely not a perfect score.
Yeah, not a perfect score.
Been,
unless it was the kind of thing where he was, like, holding the sign the whole time. And then he put it down and then did the headspin. And then maybe, I don't know.
Horrible.
As I said earlier when we introduced the show about tonight, tonight gave this show a little bit more cred as far as what we've been wanting to see from the dancers.
There was absolutely
intention. There was like finally they it wasn't a filler. It was a meaningful episode as far as creativity and talent.
It was.
You know, it was a little mind blowing.
Yeah, choreography was really great this week when it came down to both choreographers from Candy Apple, John,
yes.
and
John
Abby Culbertson, this week.
Mm-hmm. Who's a good friend of Abby's.
Yeah,
and I have to say, we'll talk about the performance itself in a little bit, but in terms of choreographers, I felt like he was someone that really played up to the strengths of the boys.
Mm-hmm. That's a good choreographer.
Because he wasn't all about, okay, everyone's doing the exact same thing, you know, because there weren't that many moments, at least that we saw. I'm sure if we saw the whole thing, we'd see a little bit more, but there weren't a lot of points where they were all doing the exact same thing. It was a lot of like, boom,
it was the concept. He was able to convey the concept of the choreography and deliver it effectively and still tell
a
story.
The boys were able to
execute.
Rise to the occasion. And then we had a duet that was a boy and a girl.
Mm-hmm. Latin.
Random
spicy.
Girl.
Quote tango.
Which was like,
not
I don't
a tango.
Know what I was watching. That the costume alone was just, it was like too, like.
The boy's costume, you were saying,
yeah.
right? Because mm-hmm. the V was
but that's
below.
But that's what they wear.
I wear.
But he was like, it was like watching a small person, like he hadn't grown. It was just really awkward watching this little boy, like dancing with the stars.
Because it didn't seem like he was a ballroom dancer. It's one thing if you have a bite-sized ballroom duet, because I've seen that before on like dance shows where you have these really cute little bite-sized ballroom dancers all over the place, and he wasn't rocking it like a ballroom dancer. I know.
Well, because they're jazz dancers trying to portray these ballroom dancers, and Abby said it right, like that would have been made better for a ballroom competition, and this was just not it for that. And that girl was just kind of she wasn't really a standout performer. She wasn't someone like, ooh, maybe Abby should steal her for
the moves
her studio.
Were okay for
she had great technique, okay, but
he fell. He almost fell.
Oh yeah, and then the transitions were bad with the spin on the floor. It just didn't work out. Yeah,
it was a little bit of a mess.
It wasn't the tea.
Well, let's talk about the reincarnation over at the Abbey Lee Dance Company. There were a couple of instances of reincarnation. The first one I just want to get out of the way has to do with Broadway Baby.
Yes,
Living On. How in the world, like, how long has Broadway Baby been dead? Where has the body been sitting that she would even be able to take it in to get stuffed on display?
True story. We had a pet snake that died, and my daughter cried for a week, so we froze the snake.
Your daughter?
I have stepkids.
Oh.
And so the snake is still in our freezer.
With the food?
Well, we've wrapped it up.
Nice. With the food?
And he tried to offer me a Hot Pocket the other day.
I'm gathering that Broadway Baby has either been dropped off at a vet and have been cryogenically
frozen,
preserved, or maybe Abby's doing one of those American Horror Story.
She's got to answer this question because where is the dog?
Where is Broadway Baby?
Dun dun dun! I see that.
Face.
It's creepy.
Well, I'm just thinking of all the different places that Abby could put, like, maybe she's at the dance studio and the girls have no idea. Like, maybe she's underneath one of the floorboards.
Maybe she's in Abby's house.
Or stuck in her freezer at home.
The whole time, I'm like, ew.
For some reason, I'm picturing your snake, like, wrapped up in aluminum foil in like a freezer bag.
Oh. Actually, boom, hit the nail on the head. Shut up. I'm not joking.
That's
shut
gross.
Up.
I know.
Bring in a picture next week.
I mean,
no.
Keep that to yourself.
You can come over, Star. I'll show
you.
Let's talk about the new team.
Wait, I was still on Broadway Baby. I think it's creepy.
Yes, I'm with you.
I think it's very creepy. Like I think it'll be weird.
Do people really do that?
Yes, people do that.
It's not natural. No, you know what I mean? It's not a natural. It's just not natural.
Because
it's weird.
Imagine this. She comes home and looks in the corner.
And it's looking at him, not blinking.
Not blinking, not doing anything. Like,
it was how do you know that she doesn't want to have it be in, like, a laying down sleeping position?
Or maybe she can make it like a squeeze toy and it can be like, woof, woof.
Oh my God.
Tony.
That's so weird.
Okay.
Here's the thing, though. The dog.
Line.
Was...
This is the line. No. I crossed it.
No, hold on. Hold on. Guys, I get what you're saying. You come home, the dog was once alive.
Yeah.
In the vicinity of your house. It's not like you just killed an elk in the wild and you got it stuffed. No. This dog was a living, breathing thing that you nurtured, kissed. It crapped and pooped in your whatever, and now you have it on your wall.
Not even on a
wall.
No,
it needs to be standing in the corner. That'd be cool.
Like, the elk, deer, getting that stuff, it's a prize.
Really
like,
hard
you
to real smile right now. It's like, right?
That's like, you know, I want to keep my grandma around, stuff her and just put her on the couch.
That's very Silence of the Lambs.
Mm. Okay.
Okay.
But, you know, wasn't it Melissa that was downstairs that kind of gave her the idea?
Melissa gave her the idea.
And then she went upstairs.
Who got the idea from a producer who got the idea from...
I mean, true. Okay,
another
but
weird
the way it was shown, it was
my secret obsession or something.
Yeah. I mean, the
ooh,
way...
that awkward silence.
The way it was shown was that, like, oh, maybe you should make do a taxidermy ordeal, whatever. And then she goes upstairs, she goes... She just told me that she's going to get it done. She always spins the story. Even if it's produced or not, it's always spinned. And you never can believe Melissa.
I'm so happy Melissa got a new hairdo, though, because like they're all looking quite glamorous.
Romantic hair was
romantic
in this
hair
week.
Is Holly everyone.
Holly was wearing fake lashes this week as well.
Mm. Flashes are in right now.
Wow, flashes. I've never heard that. I like it.
I'm too lazy to say both words.
Well, let's talk about Asia and Christy's entrance. Christy with a K. They get there, and right away, Abby goes, the girls are sweet, the moms are evil. What do we think about her?
She's about right.
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
and then,
why tell that to them? When
because cut
in,
two.
I mean, she's seen Christy's behavior now on camera, too.
No. Cut two, the moms and Christy with a K. And, like, they're, like, interrogating her. They're talking to her. It's not like a, oh, hi, how are you? Oh, where are you from? Oh, da da da. Oh, yeah, well, my daughter with it. And your daughter, da da da. No, it's... Why are you here? Did you sign the contract? You know it's for a year, right?
You know it's $100,000 if you break that contract.
Yeah, it's like it's evil. Feisty. That's not welcoming at all.
But here's the thing: they're probably telling her that though because a lot of people have come and gone so quickly,
and it gets old. It's as a studio and having a group, it kind of gets old when everyone is getting filtered in. But it is a TV show, and people are going to get filtered in when it comes down to it. But if Asia's really going to stay, that's kind of going to be a really interesting show for the next couple seasons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think she's going to stay?
That's
apparently,
fresh
they moved
blood
to Pittsburgh. So
do you think she's going to stay for the year?
She said she's there for the duration of the season, so she might be. I mean,
which could be, you know, 3 episodes, 4 episodes. What are we on? We're on 14 right now. So
the thing is that Abby.
Well, we still have National. Okay, yeah, you're right.
It would be cool for Abby to bring in. Okay, she's bringing in all these alumni from the other show to shake up the group, but they're really not shaking up the group. I would like for if she wants to do something that's going to be really.
But I think Asia has the potential to shake up the group.
Well, yeah, not shake up the group, but maybe help shape the group into something great, like have that extra oomph.
She needs to bring in like 4 boys. Have up the level of the ALDC to something that's like, wow, she has...
Steal Zach and Justice?
She
has boys in her studio. We don't get to see the other side of all the kids in her studio. She has good boys. Them
because for her bringing Asia, we were happy to see Asia come and really like, because we like her as a character. But if that's all you're bringing, and if at the end of the day, that plot wasn't effective in helping your group win anything, then it's like, yay, Asia was here. Okay, bye. Like,
they're pleasing the viewers because how many times when we were recapping Abby's Ultimate Dance Competition, did we say, oh my gosh, I hope that Abby takes note and starts, you know, using choreography or maybe borrow some of these kids for her team. And they're also being smart in terms of production because they're cross-promoting.
But I'm talking about, I understand from the viewership, right. But we're living in Abby's world, though. So in the show, as far as, because...
I want to be exposed to the other parts of her studio, to be honest, because it's been too many seasons now where we know these girls and we want to see them grow. We want to see them get better. But I would love to see the seniors, which I heard were awesome. You know what I mean?
Their way to Broadway.
Yeah, totally. I want to see the studio, period, point blank. I'm with you on that one, Jason.
Maybe that can be a separate
show. Shake it up in that way.
The Abby Lee Miller studio.
That was not the most interesting title, but okay.
It's a working title.
It's a working title. It's a working title. Okay, we're going to work with that.
Let us know at home what you think.
Yeah. I mean,
work on that title.
Hey, people start from the bottom.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what your new title is?
Starting from the bottom?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I never started at the bottom. I was always on top.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Always. Okay, anyway.
Here?
No. I'm never here, nor here. I've always been here.
Who are you, Naomi Campbell?
Okay.
Right, I'm Naomi, you're Tyra.
It's okay, because Tyra actually has a successful show that's still on TV.
Oh, not for long, bitch. Get your life.
You know what I'm saying? Get your life. Naomi,
like a turtle. Latin so about Christy. Dance Moms. Latin Christy. She held her own. Definitely. She held her own.
I like Christy.
I have to say, I did not like Christy at all on Abby's Ultimate. Everyone at home knows, you guys know, I was over her from her earrings to her pants. Just, I didn't like her attitude. And I actually liked her on this episode. I was pleasantly surprised.
She's very humble.
She was very calm, but not conniving and calm. And I also kind of liked how she was on the bus and she was in someone's seat. She's like, oh, it's okay. I don't want it anyway. But like in a cute, like a playful way.
Jill in those seats. Jill.
that was the best part of the episode.
There were way too many seats available. And it's like,
that's my scene.
Yeah, it's like the dance moms like stake their claim, and it's like all of a sudden it's like some hierarchy. Like, okay, we have Kelly that always sits here.
But it's kind of true when you look at that bus scene. She is always sitting there, closest to Abby, so she can give her a present on the way. Right. You know, she's pretty smart.
Or a massage,
a beach,
braid her hair,
a bucket of chicken, you know,
a boyfriend,
whatever. Right. A new dog.
I was like, Jill, get it together with those seats. Yeah.
I think what we're seeing from Christy tonight is the calm before the storm.
Of course.
Perhaps.
Because here's the thing.
You don't like I said earlier, you don't go in all like, yang, 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 yang.
Like
you
the black lady that came
like
on.
Nakia.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, she
came too strong. Nakia. She didn't last that many episodes.
Exactly. Okay, she kept it cute, she would probably still be there.
Nakia showed her ass at the competition. However, in the episodes were prior when we were getting to know her, I thought she was refreshing. I liked Nakia was what the ALDC moms needed.
Okay, let's not talk about Nakia and Kaya. To Christy.
I'm sorry, Kaya and Nakia, my bad. I mean,
what are those?
No. No, Nakia. No, Kaya. I can't.
Giselle feels strongly.
I can't.
The views is pretty hard.
Black Patsy.
But no, I mean, I didn't mind Christy this time around. I thought it was a little strange that Abby wasn't on the bus. I'm gonna say that was very planned and that Abby maybe actually was on the bus, but they just pretended like she wasn't and they...
No.
First off,
wait a minute. She went to the taxidermy thing, and then right. she flew the rest because she's
because
smart.
Where are they going to hide Abby on that bus?
Yeah, there's...
Like, they're like, okay, Abby, we're about to shoot.
Well, they didn't show the bus moving
because that was, like, irrelevant. The show's only good when Abby's in the scene yelling at the kids. So,
right.
She, on the bus.
They were like, okay, we're going to shoot this. Abby will see you in a minute. She's got to go shoot this scene with the taxidermy.
But she made it to the competition, and she looked
right
sad.
Time.
She looked sad when she walked into the dressing room. She looked like a little like sad about her dog.
I mean, she always looks really tired.
Yeah,
I mean, God, all the makeup they wear and the crying—it's just like I don't know.
It wears on them. It wears on them.
I mean, it's hard.
What did you guys think about the little
exchange?
Exchange. Thank you very much. Between the moms and Christy.
I thought, I didn't think the moms were out of character.
She's like, okay, next time we will be honest with you.
Oh, in the dressing room.
In the
dressing room.
Yeah.
I mean,
I felt like it came out of nowhere. Like, all of a sudden, they were just like, okay, well, then next time, we just won't be... And it's kind of like, first off, going into this situation, you already know. Y'all complain about Abby all the time. I don't have to sit here to know that you guys complain about Abby.
Right.
And because then Christy was like, well, I think da-da-da-da. It's like, okay, well, fine. Well, it's like they were already dismissive to her.
Well, she said that she was there because she wanted Abby's tough love. And she's seen right. Abby's tough love. So it's not like she's new.
Yeah. No. I mean, they were the moms were picking and prodding at Melissa of why Mackenzie wasn't there. And I didn't understand why Mackenzie wasn't there. She needed to come and just be a part of it.
Always supposed to be.
But why was Brooke not there last week? You know what I mean? So is there a rule?
She was on vacation.
Is there a rule that if they're not dancing that they need to come to the competition?
Even if you're not competing, you still come. But I guess there are those times where Abby's like, I don't even want you at the competition.
I don't want to look at your face.
Just like with Brooke. That's why Brooke wasn't there, because she was like... Because
Melissa did say that she didn't want her at the competition. At the competition.
Maybe
but then,
Mackenzie was on avail.
For another job. And then,
No, so, I mean, she could still win, even if you're on avail.
So the moms were like prodding and picking, and like trying to get a rise out of Melissa, which they never will. And they keep trying for week after week. And she's like, it doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me. And then the moms, like, well, maybe. And then Christy... with the, I don't know, the letters.
C.
White girl Christy. Political. I don't know. She was basically like, well, you know why Asia's here. She was just stirring up the pot a little bit.
She was. Yeah, like, yeah. That whole little conversation between her and
to take
Jill
over Mackenzie's spot.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
Melissa's like, I don't think that's going to happen for sure.
But you saw certain scenes where Melissa was kind of pensive and I think she won't get over.
You see it. You see that she's
but
like,
she's
it bothers her.
She's on good terms with Abby right now. And she just got married.
On a Monday.
On a Monday.
And no one knew about.
And no one knew about it. And then, of course, Asia has to practice her solo in front of everybody. And they're just staring I was going
to
say dog, but she literally was dressed up like a dog. And she looked so cute. What do we think about Asia's solo?
There was something that was just seemed a little like I think she was performing it well, but there was something about it where it was either the choreography didn't match the speed of the music, or
she wasn't in the pocket.
Yeah, it was something that was a little off.
Still learning how to count, perhaps.
Right. Yeah, I mean, the first eight count, she had to hit that.
You know what I mean? Counting with the music.
Oh, I thought you meant because her age, she don't know her ABCs and 1, 2, 3s. That's what I laughed about. I still think it's funny.
Yeah, Asia, she's cute. She's great. She's wonderful. I love the performance quality of her, but nothing, she didn't wow me. Her solo was okay. And I wish the costumes and stuff like that, they make her, like, cute.
The costume was so
cute. No, the costume was perfect for that routine.
She was a dog.
She was a ghetto dog.
So cute. Because
it had a little hip-hop music, and she did a little snapping.
It didn't do it for me.
I loved it.
It wasn't the tea.
The costume was my favorite. I mean, again, it's the kind of thing where you know she's going to win even if she does half of her best, because at that age, you never see that. She's not even in the young category. She's in the mini division.
Petite.
Yeah.
Like,
petite.
Usually the youngest is 7 and 8-year-olds, you know? And she's younger than that. She was first overall,
Venus
got that
category.
Little crown, and kicked butt.
Yeah, but it's true. Like, the YouTube video that they watched in the studio, she doesn't really do many turns. She doesn't really do many jumps. She's just... I think there was an 8 count of this.
And
it got sexual at one point.
Into the split,
and it was like, ooh.
She did that on the
She can do the turns, though. We have seen her do some pretty impressive turns. Granted, they aren't always technically that great. She does sickle her feet. She doesn't always point her toes. But
we didn't get much of it because of the editing. I don't want to see the expression of the audience. I want to see it, right?
This was not a 2-hour episode.
Yeah, I was
going
to say.
True. They did not include the full performance. They gave you the highlights.
Go to their website for more.
LifetimeTV.com.
Yeah. Life to unlock the hidden treasure.
Yes.
Ooh, that's too much.
It's like the Candyland.
You gotta speed up. The duet, they stumbled during the tango, yet they got 3 points from Perfect, which I think is nuts.
No, well, because the boy was great. They even though they stumbled.
A stumble is a stumble.
Right. The stumble is a 3 points.
3 points from Perfect.
A stumble was a 3 points. The rest was fine.
Right. They're
costumes pretty, was on point. Yeah. Smiling. They went. They, you know, musicality.
They were pretty good.
I disagree.
They were just really weird to look at. That was all.
And then the Candy Apple group number I thought was incredible. The contemporaries we were starting to talk about. The execution was incredible.
The way those
technically
boys
amazing
attack. That's see. There we go. There we go. People that would call me out online about me and not knowing about dancing. Here we go. These boys gave it to
going
us
in.
like they should. They attacked every movement. They danced like
and emotion.
Men. And they were in it. They danced like they had been training with me and Michael. They could have been So You Think You Can Dance because they felt the song. They conveyed what the story was supposed to be. They didn't just get connected. They were more connected than, I don't know, Spider-Man. You know, it's just like amazing. That's what we need to see on this show. That's mm-hmm. what the ALDC girls need to aspire to be. Even the mom is like, there was just no way.
And they've been
way.
There before. They
right.
have.
Yeah. Not consistently, but they have. But the thing
and they're
is,
not either.
The thing is that if these boys are going to stay with the Candy Apples, and we're going to see more and more of these performances, Abby's done for. These girls need to pull up and quickly.
Yeah, because they were doing quadruple turns, turned out,
like,
beautiful
perfect.
Landing. It was
but
great.
But this is the performance from the boys that we wanted to see, minus Jalen.
Yes, because
like
Jalen holds them back.
Yeah, because like they did a number, I can't remember what it was, but it was a few episodes ago, and we were like, Jalen kind of
messed it up
by coming in and Spirit. Because we had leaps and turns and then
the slide.
And I'm like,
and why does Kathy always say moves that no one's ever seen before?
Because it's Kathy and she exaggerates and she just
and she doesn't choreograph.
I was a little disappointed this week that they didn't even really tell us how the Abby Lee Dance Company placed. The trio or the group number. We just knew that
the trio got second.
The trio got second.
It was the group that...
But the group that we didn't get to see. The trio, I mean, Abby thought it was fabulous. We were all sitting in the back watching it like, there was something off about that.
So many things
like, they weren't connected to each other. They weren't in sync. There were a couple of people that were late.
Maddie outdanced both
of them. I did not think it was fabulous.
Maddie just didn't. I was watching Maddie waiting for her to stand out. She didn't. In my opinion.
No? And Kendall was a little behind.
Well, she's tired.
The stamina.
Yes.
Get her a Red Bull.
Yes. That's true. Her nostrils start to flare. She doesn't do the moves full out. There were two instances where they got down in plie and they like bent forward. This was in the group number and in the trio.
Yeah.
And she like kind of leaned forward and everyone else is like down here and she's just kind of like,
she's like, I'm not going for levels right now. I'm too tired. But she's like, she needs to learn how to breathe while dancing. It is a technique. Mm-hmm. It is something you have to practice and she needs to practice it.
And then she'll get her facials.
You can see when Chloe's performing, she takes that moment like the it's coming and I'm still smiling and here's mm-hmm. my 8 count. You know what I mean? So she needs to work on breathing while dancing.
And then the group number, Pretty in Blue,
was good. I say every week they dance well together.
They do. They dance really well together.
But
it was
well,
good. It wasn't great. It didn't blow us away. Because there are those numbers that we see and they give us chills and they make us smile or they, you know, make us stand up and clap. Which
well
is
well is not good enough anymore. Well is not good enough anymore. After today with the boys, I'm sorry. Well is lackluster.
Just okay.
Well is not even just okay. Well is just like average. I'm telling you, it's not the girls' fault, though. It's Abby's fault and the choreographers because they're not indoctrinating these girls with these type of...
Indoctrinating.
With these type of...
Big words.
Get your SAT word on.
These type of ethics in dancing. You know, when I had a dance group, I would tell my kids, dance like you're dancing for your life.
Life.
Go for it.
Well, they're definitely
like, so
dancing. So
dance?
But,
they're dancing for their lives. They're dancing so Abby won't yell at them.
But right. See, but that's the thing, though. That's a horrible motivation.
It's true.
It's a horrible.
I agree with
you. Motivation. It's not coming from a place of creativity or of growth. It's coming from a place of fear and and being stifled in complacency. If they would bring in choreographers that would Anthony Burrell.
he may be, I may not agree with the way he teaches, but he has that gusto and that power to teach these boys how to hit things and how to live on stage. When you're living on the dance floor, the theme song, it's precisely right.
Living on
how
the
do you, when you step out on that floor to perform, you are living, you are, that should be your home. You should be so in it, and so, it should be so natural to you.
Well, John was very much, when he was teaching them, like, you know, breathe it, feel right. it. And mm-hmm. then he did that creepy smile with his veneers. Oh my God, he was really creepy. Did anybody catch that? He was always smiling with that tan. And at one point I was like, who's that black guy in the back? And I was like, oh no, it's him. He's super tanned. Yikes. It's crazy. But the boys' number was great.
Perfect
and the girls,
score.
Perfect mm-hmm. score.
300.
Which... okay, sure. They had a perfect score, but they never danced together, like we said. So we don't know if they can dance together as a group, which is a, kind of a big part of a group number. And the girls, they danced really well together. I didn't see anyone that stood out that, right. like, kind of messed up the Yawn. Number. Mm-hmm. But it was just an okay number. It wasn't the Exciting. Greatest. But Maddie at the end, like, I'm reincarnated with that ridiculous smile.
That was kind of awkward.
It was a little off, right?
Yeah.
It was a little off.
I thought
a little
weird. The best things about some of the performances was their walk on stage.
Oh, the like Asian dog
that jazz strut.
Oh, and the dog move?
Yeah. That was more like a bear.
Was that appropriate?
I mean, it should have been on her knees, personally.
Yeah.
But
okay.
She did this little bear crawl.
Yeah.
Anyways, the candy apples, clean sweep. Of course, Kathy rubs it in her face. Abby screams and yells.
This is what I don't like about Kathy. Take your win and go home. Mm-hmm. You don't always have to visit them.
We've been
and,
told
like, do that,
that her and Abby hug it out, that it's
either
know,
way,
once the cameras turn on, then she plays it up.
Either
you know,
way,
it's not real.
Like and then don't get mad when they do it. Because it's like they both do it and they both get upset that they do it. Like it doesn't make any sense. Take your win. Applause, applause. You did a great job. Don't do any backhanded comments, Kathy. And just live your life.
Anybody got a broom? Corny.
Yeah, it was corny.
It's getting old. It's corny, for one.
Yeah,
for two.
So corny.
And for two, Abby's rebuttal this week just didn't hit home. It wasn't like, bam, I told you. It was just kind of like...
She's in mourning.
Yeah, fight back was horrible, right?
I did like the dad who was just like, don't you guys think it's time to mend this thing? And Abby was like, sir.
You don't know the beginning.
You don't know the beginning of this.
Well,
I don't know. I think
but I kind of agree with the dad. They should just you know, get
they
it
need
together.
They need to spice up that after competition.
Maybe have the boys and the girls dance.
Yeah,
like a
collaboration.
Or if like
that
a,
would never
a
happen.
Circle,
a large
like,
group.
Go Zach.
Instead of just a small group.
Go Zach.
That would never
go
happen.
Let's move on to some news and gossip really quickly. Very
After
quickly,
TV news.
We wrap up a little sad news.
I know, it was sad today. I received a call from one of the producers of the show talking about. I'm so sorry.
Talking to Mike.
Hi, hello. That Abby's mom isn't doing so well, and that they're not sure about you know her health or the future. So you know we want to send out our prayers to her and wish her a speedy recovery and speedy healing. You know it's. Believe it or not, Abby is very, very sensitive. And, I mean, it's her mother.
And she's close mm-hmm. to her mom.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, it's all she really has.
Right. So we wish her the family the best. And we're definitely rooting for you.
Yes. And this is something that, you know, we were told to share with the viewers and fans because you guys are so dedicated every week. You guys are so engaged. So I think that's kind of a little hint of if you're on Twitter, Facebook, maybe send Abby a little message because she definitely reads those types of messages. Yeah. And, you know, her prayers are...
Our prayers
are with her backwards and her mom saying. And anything else
prediction
okay let's move on to predictions. Everybody go around, give your predictions.
Now you're after Buzz TV predictions.
I have none
since we are cutting short on time.
I think the claws are going to come out with Christy. I think very soon she's going to have enough of the moms coming for her.
Are the earrings going to come out?
And she is going to go boniqua on them.
Star.
The parents are going to get a little crazy with each other soon. I think there's definitely going to be that fight that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And then I don't know, Kendall's going to get definitely upset next week cuz I think Abby calls her a rat.
Rat.
Yeah, so I just think it's going to get a little bit more feisty, a little bit more interesting between the girls.
Hi, I have a prediction.
Go Sorry. For it.
I predict Broadway Baby will be on the mantle at the ALDC.
Oh, goodness. And then there's also the Maddie versus Chloe. So really quickly, who are the moms going to pick, Maddie or Chloe?
I think they're going to choose Chloe.
Maddie.
I'm
going to say Chloe. But that's
okay.
just me.
We'll see next Christy, week.
So we'll see. Okay, where can we find you, Tony?
Hi, everyone. I'm Tony Moore, and you can find me on all platforms at Lounging with Tony, including Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Also, on my website, loungingwithtony.com. Also, right here on Wednesdays at 7 p.m., you can catch me for the after show for RuPaul's Drag Race Season 5.
And his show, Lounging with Tony, just won 2 awards.
Yes, at the LA 2013 LA Web Fest, I won for Outstanding Achievement in Producing and hosting.
Yeah.
Hey, Jason J. Carter, where can we find you?
You can find me online on Twitter at JJC Forever, and also check out our web show, The Triple Dub Show, and follow us on Twitter at Triple Dub Show, and you can also follow me on Facebook at Jason J. Carter.
Perfect. And then you can find me, I'm Star. Hopefully I'll be back for another couple episodes, but we'll see. Starrsession. You can find me on all platforms, and it was great being on the
show.
Thank
you for being
here. Love you, Star.
Here. Fun.
Thanks, Star.
So cute.
And I'm Giselle Ugardi. You can find me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, my website, all that good stuff, at Giselle Ugardi. And you can find us here again next week, same time, same place. Thank you so much for joining us. Don't forget, Bing is for doing, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.